Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, you wouldn't necessarily connect Dublin with Grace Jones, but a concert at the Olympia Theatre, which took place last September, provides the thread for a new documentary about the singer. It's called Bloodlight and Bammy, and apart from Ireland, follows her through many locations around the world. The director is Sophie Fine. Sophie, good afternoon.
Hi.
Could you start by explaining for us, what does Bloodlight and Bammy mean?
Well, Bloodlight is a Jamaican term that musicians use. Certainly Sly and Robbie use it. They might have invented it. It's the way that they're describing the red light that goes on when you're recording, when you're making it, when they're in the studio, they're playing, and they say, like, you know, okay, we're going for it, the blood light is on, the red light is on, the recording light. And then Bammy is a Jamaican bread. So it's blood light and Bammy, it's art and life, really.
Yeah, as in bread is what you need for sustenance, but I suppose...
The
bloodlight would be something that Grace would need for sustenance too.
Exactly. Yeah, you cannot live on Bammy alone.
Yes. People might think that a lot of Grace Jones's career, or at least one of the themes of it, is taken up with images of self and being different people.
Yes.
How many Grace Joneses are there?
I think it's infinite, you know, like with all of us, really. You know, I mean, every situation is different, is going to produce a different you. Having said that, you know, we learn, you know, patterns of maybe even survival, or we respond to where, as children, we are given, you know, we get a positive feedback from certain behavior, and that does probably set the patterns for how we then engage in the world. So I think the grace is actually the exception that proves the rule for all of us, but she's somehow, the force of her spirit... and having overcome this very repressive Jamaican childhood, is going to given her this kind of, like, she's like a force of nature. So she's also a very creative person. And so she's kind of playing her aspects and enjoys playing the range within, you know, her responses according to how she feels. You know, she's someone who really lives in the present moment.
Was there a sense in, particularly in her stage presence, and we do see in the film her getting ready to transform into that stage presence, it seems like you were drawing a link between that and her background in Jamaica, particularly perhaps to some degree channeling her stepfather.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is something that she discovered, you know, as the film, you know, tells you, became conscious of this channeling of her very disciplinarian, fierce step-grandfather in her performances. So that sort of the scariness that we associate with Grace Jones, the sort of intimidation and the eyes that are like lasers that are going to kind of see right through you, she's actually kind of, she's impersonating her step-grandfather. She realized this. When she worked with a kind of Stanislavski acting coach, you know, when you do that kind of acting, practice of acting through the Stanislavski school, where you look at your own experiences and how they make you feel. So she was doing that, and that this is when she suddenly, you know, this was revealed to her.
Because there is one description in the film where she talks about all these straps that were hanging up.
Yeah. Could be familiar to a lot of maybe older generation Irish people. You know, certainly when I grew up in Ireland, there was a lot of disciplining in schools. And, you know, I don't know about home, but yes, I mean, the Jamaican relationship to discipline is quite a strong part of that culture, which is, of course, actually, you know, as Grace said, they wanted to be more British than the British. So that disciplinarian culture, I think, comes from Victorian England, from children being seen and not heard, and, you know, this sort of keeping, like, in a sense, you know, the question is, what are the grown-ups so scared of that they have to keep these new life forces down? And I think that's a wonderful thing about Grace Jones, is that her whole, there's this rebellion against that in her whole life.
Where does Grace Jones live?
I think she lives, as she says, you know, in, I think she lives, she says that she's a gypsy, so she's moving around a lot. You know, she has a place in New York, but she never stays there. And then she rents a place in Putney, in London, but she's not there that much. She spends a lot of time in Jamaica, and she's always, you know, traveling as part of her work. So I think, you know, she lives in, she would say, in places for a time. Like, she lived in Paris for a time, and she's really loved being in England, you know, and being based out of London, because before this horrible Brexit vote, you know, London has just attracted so many people from all over the world, not just from Europe, but beyond. But certainly, I think, you know, there's been a vital force of creativity in London that's been a kind of attractor to attract her.
Because there also seems to be a sense in the film, and the film does, I mean, apart from the concerts in Dublin, it does follow her through multiple places. And it almost seems that the way she speaks changes depending on where she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. I mean, that's the, yeah, that people, a lot of people, when they first see the film, the first thing they say is how extraordinary the way that her accent changes. And in that sense, she's sort of chameleon. But I think that's also because she's a performer. And I think she probably, as, you know, as a teenager, as a young adult, wanted to be an actress, but found herself singing. And so she's an interesting sort of hybrid as a performer, because she's not simply a singer. There's a performer. She's almost a dancer, but her physical, the physical aspect of her performance isn't choreographed. You know, she breaks all of the rules that define what you are. So I think that changing her accent is just all part of this, you know, the fluidity of her spirit, really, and enjoying playing different aspects that different accents produce in her. You know, like she says, I'm going to give them the Jamaican treatment. And she kind of goes into her Jamaican, and when she's with the Japanese people, she speaks English with a Japanese accent. And then when she's in America, she becomes completely American.
And it's an odd thing, and a contradiction almost, that we see her moving around so much, and as you know, as she describes herself as being a gypsy, she's quite an itinerant lifestyle, yet she still has very strong connections with her family. How does she manage to keep that up?
Well, I think that actually when you said to me, what you know, where is her home, I think that actually family is home, and an origin, you know, where do we come from? Well, we come from our parents, really. So that point of origin and that transgenerational connectivity is the truth of, like, how we can make meaning of home. And I really try to kind of work with that in the film, particularly at the very end. This idea that this land, the Jones family land, is being passed on to Grace, despite all the patriarchy that we have understood about how Jamaica works, that actually Grace, in all her kind of outrageousness, is actually the person who's been given, as it were, you know, the land of the House of Jones, as a kind of point of origin.
In her stage shows, how much rehearsal, how much preparation goes into that? Or does she want to leave a little bit of uncertainty there?
Oh, she leaves a lot of, I mean, she doesn't want to rehearse at all. She doesn't really rehearse. She knows the songs, as she refers to them as her babies, and you know, she knows them like a dancer might know material in their body. You know, she's carrying it in her, and then she likes the adrenaline of the live moment, and she doesn't want to overthink before she goes on stage. So really, I gave her every opportunity to be involved, to look at how we were going to light it, to have input, to, you know, be involved in that process. But she didn't want to. In the end, she wanted to just, you know, step on that stage. She's got already a creative relationship with the band. You know, they're very experienced. They tour a lot. So when you tour with a band, you've got a kind of communication, and you know how you're all working together as a unit. So that was a big strength that, you know, we could build on. But in terms of you know, the lighting and the space. I wanted to give her the space to move, because I feel I've seen her in spaces where she's slightly restricted because there's just not the stage space. So I was very keen to bring her into a theatre where I knew she would feel, you know, create the conditions for her to work her magic.
Did that present any challenges for you in the sense that you're a director, you need coverage, you need to get various shots, and you're not entirely sure what Grace is going to do from moment to moment?
Well, you know, we work with these great, all the camera operators were DOPs in their own right, and, you know, we had to brief them and discuss, you know, how they would frame. And I was always very clear that I didn't want it to be cutting all the time, because I knew that I had all this documentary footage that went all over the world, different times of day, you know, different qualities of place. And I wanted to make this anchor point, you know, the stage as an anchor point, so that you would really know the geography of it. You know, it's quite simple, obviously, frontal, theatrical, proscenium, with a catwalk extending into the audience. And, you know, I did give her directions about, you know, where the cameras are. And, you know, she was brilliant at remembering all of that. You know, and I only had 15 minutes before she went on stage to, you know, say, can you move laterally here? Can you come onto the catwalk for this song? You know, she took all of that on board, and she could, you know, do it in the moment. But this is really, you know, her own magic art, that she can produce that live, that performance with all that energy and all that electric adrenaline of a live moment. It's not, you know, she really doesn't want to be overthinking it. It's an instinct.
Sophie Fiennes is director of Bloodlight and Bammy. Sophie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.